Everything is expensive these days, you know that. The government is printing trillions of dollars in consumer prices higher than ever. If the government continues its printing and spending, the dollar could continue its free fall and lose its coveted role as the world reserve currency. Let's hope that doesn't happen. But there are a few things you can do right now. American Hartford Gold can show you how to protect your money, your retirement, your hard-earned savings against inflation by helping you diversify a portion of your portfolio into physical gold and silver. Start with a short phone call, and they can have physical gold and silver delivered right to your door or put inside your 401k or IRA. So please call or text them right now. Tell them Bill O'Reilly sent you. Call 877-444-GOLD, 877-444-GOLD, or text GOLD to 65532. Again, that's 877-444-GOLD, or text GOLD to 65532. Bill O'Reilly here. You are listening to the O'Reilly Update. Coming up next, the news with Mike Slater.
Thank you, Bill. It's Tuesday, January 23rd, 2024. Here's what's happening today in America. The Supreme Court sides with Biden. Seals identified. Harvard back in the news. And In-N-Out is out. It's all coming up. Then Bill's going to be here with your message of the day. But first, the Supreme Court has sided with the Biden administration and says that the Border Patrol agents can remove razor wire that Texas installed at the U.S.-Mexican border. The justices, in a 5-4 vote, granted an emergency appeal from the Biden administration while the main lawsuit over this issue continues. The wire is about 30 miles, and it's near Eagle Pass, Texas. Chief Justice John Roberts and Justice Amy Barrett sided with the liberal justices. There was no explanation to their vote. The argument from the Biden administration goes something like, once an illegal immigrant makes it halfway across the river, they're on American soil. And if they want to claim asylum, it is the Border Patrol's responsibility to help them make that claim. And Texas is not allowed to do anything, razor wire or whatever, to keep illegal immigrants back from making that claim. The U.S. government has identified the two Navy SEALs who have officially been declared deceased. 11 days ago, they were boarding an Iranian boat with missile parts off the coast of Somalia, which were headed for the Houthis in Yemen that were then going to be shot at us and ships in the Red Sea. While boarding the boat, one of the SEALs fell into the water, and another jumped in after him. The two men are Navy Special Warfare Operator First Class Christopher Chambers and Navy Special Warfare Operator Second Class Nathan Ingram, both stationed out of San Diego. Chambers was 37, Ingram was 27. I share their story, and I have the last few days, as a challenge for us to do the best we can to raise our sons and grandsons to be the type of men who jump into a raging ocean after one of his brothers. Harvard is back in the news. They created a presidential task force on combating anti-Semitism. The person they chose as the co-chair recently signed a letter that said Israel is a regime of apartheid. Among other things, the letter says that American Jews have paid insufficient attention to the elephant in the room. Israel's long-standing occupation that we repeat has yielded a regime of apartheid. This is who Harvard chose to be the co-chair of the anti-Semitism task force. In-N-Out Burger has announced that they are closing their only location in Oakland, California. Robberies in the area have increased 38% from last year. Local security guards say they see about 5 break-ins a day at the location. I'm Mike Slater. Bill O'Reilly has your message of the day. Next.
Born from the tragedy of 9/11, the Tunnel to Towers Foundation has been delivering on its promise to do good and never forget the sacrifices of America's greatest heroes. Heroes who put their lives on the line to protect our country and our communities. Heroes like Bristol, Connecticut Police Sergeant Dustin DeMonte. After responding to a domestic violence incident, he sustained fatal gunshot wounds. He left behind his expectant wife and 2 children. Thanks to the generosity of people like you, Tunnel to Towers paid the mortgage on the DeMonte family home, lifting a financial burden. As his loved ones mourned the decorated officer's loss, they welcomed a miracle, the child he would never get to meet. So many families need your help. please help America's heroes and their young families. Join Tunnel to Towers on its mission to do good in their honor. 95 cents out of every dollar you donate goes to their programs. Donate $11 a month to Tunnel to Towers at T2T.org. That's T, the number 2, T.org.
Time now for the O'Reilly Update message of the day. The Boston Globe, as with many urban newspapers, is no longer a provider of honest information, but now seeks to define itself as a champion of progressive causes. Over the weekend, the Globe editorialized that voters in New Hampshire, no matter what their registered status, should use their ballots to hurt Donald Trump. The Globe didn't disguise its advice. It went full tilt sabotage. Not surprising, but what is worth pondering is exactly why the progressive community despises the former president so much. Yes, we understand election denial and a soft evaluation of January 6th. But the deals Trump made in office actually help most Americans, which is what progressives say they want to do. By the way, Progressive Joe is not helping the folks at all. Donald Trump kept inflation below 2%, stopped most of the border intrusion, developed the COVID vax quickly, big progressive cause, and saw real wages for minorities spike. They are down big under Biden. So there you go, Boston Globe. Let's see an editorial on that. I'm Bill O'Reilly. I approve the message by writing it. You can reach me, Bill at BillO'Reilly.com, Bill at BillO'Reilly.com, name in town if you wish to opine. Now let's go to the mail. Angela, concierge member. Good, Angela. Hey, Bill, I hear speculation about Michelle Obama, but I wonder if she's really considering it. Being president is going to require and demand a whole lot more from her than simply spouting opinions. Frankly, I don't think she really wants a job. Well, you might be right. Nobody knows. Nobody knows. Brian, if Michelle is the nominee, then Trump will lose. Could happen, but you don't know. You know, if Michelle runs, I would tie Michelle into Biden all day long. Mimi Norman, Simi Valley, California. Bill, could you please answer on how Biden is able to continue to forgive student loans when the Supreme Court said he did not have the power? Mimi, I have answered this question 20 times on this broadcast. Now, I'm not scolding you. I know you don't have time to watch all the shows and all of that, but you've got to assume I've addressed it. Supreme Court said Joe Biden cannot forgive private loans. Okay, there's no power to do that. But if you borrowed money from the federal government for your education, he can forgive those. Dan Pentecost, Brunswick, Georgia. Why has Robert Kennedy Jr. been snubbed by all the media? To me, makes more sense than most politicians. I don't know, he's been snubbed, but he polls, not polling well, 12% maybe. It's hard to understand him with the voice. It's not a good, it's a tough booking. A lot of conspiracy stuff all over the place, and that goes nowhere. Mike Glasny, Santa Rosa, California. With the chaos at the border, you and the folks may be stunned, but what I found out. During 62 years of processing new arrivals ending in 1954, it's estimated 12 million immigrants arrived and went through Ellis Island, 12 million. In 3 years, more than 12 million have crossed illegally under Biden. So 62 years to 3 years, and its number is the same. Now, I can't verify those stats with Michael, but interesting. In a moment, something you might not know.
Hello, it is Ryan, and we could all use an extra bright spot in our day, couldn't we? Just to make up for things like sitting in traffic, doing the dishes, counting your steps, you know, all the mundane stuff. That is why I'm such a big fan of Chumba Casino. Chumba Casino has all your favorite social casino-style games that you can play for free anytime, anywhere with daily bonuses. That should brighten your day a little. Actually, a lot. So sign up now at chumbacasino.com. That's chumbacasino.com.
No purchase necessary. VGW. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 18 plus.
Now the O'Reilly Update brings you something you might not know. Voters in New Hampshire finally casting ballots for the Republican nominee. While the nation's first primary can generate some momentum, the contest doesn't always predict the next president. Here's who won the Granite State in recent years. 2004, George Bush the Younger ran unopposed for a second term. Democrat John Kerry carried the primary with 38% of the vote, beating Howard Dean, John Edwards, and Joseph Lieberman. 2008, Hillary Clinton narrowly defeated Barack Obama, 39 to 37%. On the Republican side, John McCain topped Mitt Romney by 6 points. 2012, Barack Obama ran unopposed for his second term. The GOP contest was won by Romney in a distant second position, Libertarian Ron Paul. 2016, Socialist Bernie Sanders carried the Granite State with 60% of the vote, beating Hillary Clinton by a whopping 22 points. Donald Trump won the Republican primary, followed by John Kasich, Ted Cruz, Jeb Bush, Marco Rubio, and dead last, Chris Christie. 2020, the vote took place just weeks before the pandemic closed the entire country. Bernie Sanders won in a five-way contest. Pete Buttigieg came in second, Amy Klobuchar, Elizabeth Warren, and Joe Biden followed up. Mr. Biden was last. Today, folks up north will choose between Donald Trump and Nikki Haley. Current polling shows a tight race. Rules in the Granite State allow many non-Republicans to cast a ballot. That will help Ambassador Haley. And here's something else you might not know. Unlike Iowa, New Hampshire has a pretty decent track record of predicting commanders in chief. Since 1980, five of the seven winners of the Republican primary, Ronald Reagan, Bush the Elder, John McCain, Mitt Romney, Donald Trump, all went on to claim the Republican nomination. This time around, my guess is Donald Trump will win New Hampshire, and he will also win the GOP nomination. Right back.
Hello, it is Ryan, and we could all use an extra bright spot in our day, couldn't we? Just to make up for things like sitting in traffic, doing the dishes, counting your steps, you know, all the mundane stuff. That is why I'm such a big fan of Chumba Casino. Chumba Casino has all your favorite social casino-style games that you can play for free anytime, anywhere with daily bonuses. That should brighten your day a little. Actually, a lot. So sign up now at chumbacasino.com. That's ChumbaCasino.com.
No purchase necessary. VGW. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 18 plus.
Thank you for listening to the O'Reilly Update. I am Bill O'Reilly. No spin, just facts, and always looking out for you.
Hello, it is Ryan, and I was on a flight the other day playing one of my favorite social spin slot games on ChumbaCasino.com. I looked over at the person sitting next to me, and you know what they were doing? They were also playing Chumba Casino. Coincidence? I think not. Everybody's loving having fun with it. Chumba Casino is home to hundreds of casino-style games that you can play for free anytime, anywhere, even at 30,000 feet. So sign up now at ChumbaCasino.com to claim your free welcome bonus. That's ChumbaCasino.com and live the Chumba life.
No purchase necessary. VGW. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 18 plus.